Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMM Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also on YouTube at James Gregory. Also on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. And on Twitter at Gregory of News. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm here in the hospital again. I've had tightness in my chest. I got blood clots in my lungs and in my right leg, so please keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. Back here in Los Angeles, got back about a week and a half ago. Took a Greyhound bus all across America, and glad to be back here in Los Angeles. Looking for another place to rent. I've been staying in motels, but I'm looking for a more permanent place to rent here in the Los Angeles area. I have people looking for me, and keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. This is a live 15-minute broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call in live right now to Blog Talk Radio. Area code 347-633-9660. That's area code 347-633-9660. And, you know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God will never fail. We are in the end times. That's the way I see it. We are in the end times. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I want to put in a good word for this doctor here, Dr. Tim Stacy. He's an internal medicine hospitalist, Sherman Oaks Hospital and Encino Hospital Medical Center, located at 4940, his office, 4940 Van Nuys Boulevard, Suite 200, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. His phone number, 818-528-1044. That's 818-528-1044. Okay, he's my doctor, Dr. Tim Stacy. I just spoke to him a few minutes ago, and I should be getting out of the hospital probably by tomorrow, God willing. I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. You know, keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. The Lord is the great physician. The Lord Jesus Christ is the great physician. There's a reason why I'm in the hospital. Like I said, I have blood clots and I have some heart problems, physical heart problems, but I know where I'm going when I die. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now I'm going to read out of the Word of God. More out of the Word of God, the King James Version of the Word of God, in Psalm 53. It says here, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. None that do good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad." I'm here at the Encino Hospital Medical Center here on Ventura Boulevard. I was admitted, because I have blood clots. The Lord is in control. I'm trusting the Lord Jesus Christ all the way, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry over 2,000 years ago, his earthly ministry. And then he was crucified on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Some of my Christian brethren differ from me. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist and the false prophet. The Antichrist is a world leader. He's going to give out a mark, the Bible says. It could be a regular mark on the right wrist or forehead, or it could be a computer chip implantable into the skin, either in the right wrist or forehead. But whatever it is, do not take it. The Bible says whoever takes the mark of the beast. Now, the beast is another name for the Antichrist. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark. And a lot of believers are going to be imprisoned. That's going on right now. A lot of believers worldwide are giving their lives for the cause of Christ. They're being beheaded. They're also being crucified on the cross. They're being burned alive. But fear not, Christians. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord forever. I'm coming to you from my hospital room here at the Encino Hospital Medical Center here in the San Fernando Valley, a suburb of Los Angeles, California, here on Ventura Boulevard. And hey, if you want to call me on my cell phone after this broadcast, you know, I had two cell phones. My other cell phone, 904-504-4283, the cell phone broke. So now I have one cell phone again. It's my new cell phone, and the phone number 904-575-8797. That's 904-575-8797. Okay. You can send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Went through a big earthquake just 10 days after my wife and I got married, January 7th, 94. Here in Los Angeles, 10 days later, the big Northridge earthquake happened. And that quake, God used that quake to propel me to get on the air 5 years later in 1999 with my show, The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. It's a Christian-based worldwide news network, and I'm glad you're listening in. And so keep me in your prayers. If you ever want to make a contribution of any kind, $10 or higher, much appreciated, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Also, I started a newspaper not too long ago in Jacksonville, Florida, the Target of Jacksonville newspaper. And now, since I'm here in Los Angeles, I started an online newspaper, the Target of Los Angeles, Christian online newspaper. Ye must be born again, born with the Holy Spirit of God. When you believe in the Lord, you receive him into your heart by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, in Psalm 51, verse 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Thank you, Lord, for upholding me with your free spirit. Praise the Lord. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He gives us oxygen to breathe, food to eat, people to care about and love. But let me tell you this. God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Man married to woman having children. Homosexuality, same-sex marriage is of Satan. It is of the devil. That is not of God. Okay? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Anyone can repent, believing and trusting the Lord. Repent is means have a change of mind. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, turn away from your sin. Now, we as Christians, we're not perfect. And whenever we do sin, we try not to sin. But whenever we do sin, we confess our sins to God Almighty, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Still have a few more minutes left of this live 15-minute broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/quakeman70. Now, later on, once I get out of the hospital, I will put this broadcast up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. Okay? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Let me put in another good word for this doctor here. Dr. Tim Stacy, internal medicine hospitalist. His office, 4940 Van Nuys Boulevard, Suite 200, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. Phone number, 818-528-1044. That's 818-528-1044. Dr. Tim Stacy. He's my doctor here at this hospital. Just met him. Good person. But being good does not get you to heaven. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him in prayer and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know that I deserve punishment in hell. But Lord, please save my soul. And he will do so, ladies and gentlemen. It is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I was in a bus accident yesterday. We were going down the city bus of Los Angeles here was packed with people, and a car cut right in front of us, and the bus slammed right into the car. It was like an impact, a pretty hard impact. It felt like an earthquake, but it was a car accident. Thank God everybody on the bus pretty much okay. There were a few people complaining about whiplash. Hopefully the person in the car will be okay. But it happened so quickly. It caught everybody off guard. And, well, listen, I got 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And thank God I'm okay. It was a car accident. The person driving the car was at fault, pulled right in front of the bus at a major intersection off of Van Nuys Boulevard here in the San Fernando Valley. But everybody seems to be okay. Praise the Lord. That happened yesterday. Okay, I'm expecting a big earthquake to happen, some big earthquakes to happen on the western seaboard of the United States. I'm coming to you here from my hospital room here at Encino Hospital Medical Center here in the Los Angeles, California area. Less than a minute to go. And if you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, it's only $1. At one time, a portion of my newsletter has been published by 5 newspapers here in the Los Angeles area. Also, I've been on cable TV with my show, Time Warner Cable and other cable TV outlets. I've been with 4 radio networks. I've been recently in touch with American Radio Network, once again, in Hollywood, KCLA 99.3 FM. I might be having radio shows there in the future, once again. Okay, wrapping up. You have a great day. May God bless you wherever you are. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. By the grace of God, Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GMN, Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN, Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. Have a great day. Take care.